by American Public Media and Krista Tippett's new book, Speaking of Faith, the Book, A Chronicle of Religion in Our Time, in bookstores now.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 4th of April, 2007. It's the birthday of one of the founders of the Dada movement, Tristan Tzara, born in Romania, 1896, lived in Zurich during World War I. James Joyce was there, Vladimir Lenin. Many of the intellectuals in Zurich felt the world was falling apart, so they created a new style of art based on nonsense, which they called Dada, which in French means rocking horse, but it also means yes, yes in Romanian. The point of Dada was that the world had become meaningless, so art should respond with meaninglessness. Tzara wrote, Dada is the absolute faith in every god that is the immediate product of spontaneity. He once gave a reading which was deliberately drowned out by the ringing of a bell, while another artist drew pictures behind him only to erase them immediately. It's the birthday of the reformer Dorothea Dix, born in Hampton, Maine, 1802, who in 1841, after she'd volunteered to teach at the House of Correction in Cambridge, Massachusetts, took a tour of the prison, and she saw mentally ill inmates chained to the walls in darkness with no heat and little food, sleeping naked on a stone floor. She was horrified by this outrage, and she went around gathering evidence, which she took to the Massachusetts legislature. She was one of the first to argue that mentally ill people were not criminals, and she established the first hospitals dedicated to the humane treatment of the insane and spent the rest of her life traveling around the United States and Europe, speaking in behalf of the mentally ill. It's the birthday of the novelist and screenwriter Marguerite Duras, born in a little village near Saigon in what was then French Indochina in 1914. The author of short experimental novels such as The Sea Wall and The Sailor from Gibraltar and the screenplay for Hiroshima Mon Amour. Her most popular book, the novel The Lover, based on an affair she'd had with a Chinese man when she was a teenager in Saigon. It's the birthday of the blues singer Muddy Waters, born McKinley Morganfield in Rolling Fork, Mississippi, 1915. The musicologist Alan Lomax came through Mississippi in 1941, recording people for the Library of Congress, and he made some recordings of Muddy Waters, who was blown away by the experience of hearing his own voice come out of a machine. 2 years later, he was on a train to Chicago with just a suit of clothes and an acoustic guitar. He tried playing music in the clubs, but the most popular music then was big band music, and he had a hard time playing loud enough for anybody to hear him, so he bought a cheap electric guitar. It was the first time anybody had played Mississippi blues on an electric guitar, and he revolutionized the music. His first big hit was in 1948, I Can't Be Satisfied. And it was on this day in 1968, Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated by a rifleman as he stood on the second-story balcony of the Lorraine Motel in Memphis, where he'd gone to support a strike by the city's sanitation workers. He gave a speech the night before he died at the Memphis Temple Church, in which he said, I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we, as a people, will get to the promised land. Here's a poem for today by Jane Kenyon, entitled Notes from the Other Side. I divested myself of despair and fear when I came here. Now there is no more catching one's own eye in the mirror. There are no bad books, no plastic, no insurance premiums, and of course, no illness. Contrition does not exist, nor gnashing of teeth. No one howls as the first clod of earth hits the casket. The poor we no longer have with us. Our calm hearts strike only the hour, and God, as promised, proves to be mercy clothed in light. Jane Kenyon's poem, Notes from the Other Side, from her collection Constance, published by Grey Wolf Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryoutloud.org for more information. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.